Welcome to this podcast about Jeannette Island and McClure Islands in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Jeannette Island is a barrier island about 0.5 miles long and one of the McClure Islands on the Beaufort Sea coast of the Arctic Ocean, roughly 92 miles west-northwest of Kaktovik and 25 miles northeast of Dead Horse, Alaska. It was named in 1881 by Lieutenant Commander George W. D. Long of the USS Jeannette, a U.S. Navy steamship, during the United States Arctic Expedition, also known as the Jeannette Expedition. The Jeannette Expedition of 1879 to 1881, led by DeLong, attempted to reach the North Pole by pioneering a route from the Pacific Ocean through the Bering Strait. Its premise was that the Kuro Siwo, a warm current, flowed north into the strait, opening a path to a theorized open polar sea and thence to the pole. Instead, the USS Jeannette, carrying a crew of 33, became trapped in ice and drifted for nearly 2 years before being crushed and sunk off the Siberian coast. DeLong led his 32 men on a grueling trek by sledge, hauling the ship's whaleboat and two cutters before switching to the boats to sail for the Lena Delta. 20 of the crew, DeLong among them, died during the journey and the weeks of wandering in Siberia that followed before rescue. The McClure Islands comprise Narwhal, Jeannette, and Karluk Islands. Ernest Ekhoven Leffingwell named the group for Captain Robert McClure of the Royal Navy, who discovered them in 1850. The McClure Arctic Expedition of 1850 to 1854, one of many British searches for Sir John Franklin's lost expedition, is best remembered as the voyage on which McClure, an Irish-born officer, became the first person to traverse the Northwest Passage, doing so by a combination of sailing and sledging. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.